sports team.
The 2025 Doozy Canoe Marathon concluded at Blue Lagoon yesterday with Andy Burkett and Christy McKenzie claiming the respective men's and women's titles. Burkett won a record-equaling 15th Doozy Crown and a 12th title in a row yesterday. Reflecting on the race, Burkett was grateful to be able to come back annually and fight it out for the Doozy Crown.
I always start the race pretty unsure of how my form is. So it was a bit of a confidence boost on the first day, feeling fit and feeling prepared. But it's a huge sacrifice for myself, for my family, and we have huge support as well. Eurosteel sponsored me for 12 years, the last 12 years, which I'm hugely grateful for. So to be able to do this race and come back each year, it's a privilege, and I'm just grateful for that. And be back again next year.
Sponello Quello showed that he still has what it takes and finished second, a first podium in the K1 race since 2019. Matthew Fenn finished in third. Christy McKenzie dominated the women's race and was never in trouble as she powered to a fourth consecutive K1 title. Nikki Burkett ended second and Bridget Hartley finished third. A massive, massive well done to all of the Doozy finishers yesterday. And then, in some devastating football news from yesterday, Arsenal dropped crucial Premier League points at home against West Ham on Saturday. Jared Bowen scored just before halftime to give the Hammers the lead, and Arsenal lost Miles Lewis-Skelly to a red card as they lost 1-0 at home. It was a first home defeat of the season for the Gunners. Man United came back from 2-0 down to draw 2-2 with Everton at Goodison Park. Two second-half goals from United helped them salvage a point there. Spurs cruised past Ipswich 4-1 on Saturday, while there was a crucial win for Wolves away against Bournemouth. Crystal Palace beat Fulham 2-0, and Brighton won the Battle of the South Coast 4-0 against Southampton. Aston Villa put even more pressure on Enzo Maresca with a 2-1 win over Chelsea in the late kickoff. Marco Asensio scored twice for the Villains after Enzo Fernandez put the Blues ahead early. The big match of the weekend will see Liverpool travel to the Etihad to try and extend their lead at the top of the Premier League to 11 points. Locally, Mamelodi Sundowns continued their Betway Premiership charge with a 4-1 win over TS Galaxy. Orlando Pirates beat Cape Town City 2-1, while there also wins for AmaZulu and Sekhukhune. That's it for this hour. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.